Florida Troopers Find Narcotics Inside Pouch Labeled Bag Full of Drugs. By Amy Furr on February 4, 2020. Two men were arrested for alleged drug trafficking Saturday after troopers found a bag stuffed with drugs inside their vehicle in Santa Rosa County, Florida. Officers with the Florida Highway Patrol, FHP, had pulled the vehicle over for speeding on I-10 when they made the discovery, according to WFLA. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office assisted in the search of the vehicle, which turned up methamphetamine, GHB, also known as the date rape drug, cocaine, MDMA and fentanyl, the report said. Sunday, the FHP tweeted a photo of the bag and its contents. In a Facebook post Monday, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office warned potential criminals not to do the same thing because its canines would not be fooled. Santa Rosa canine deputies recently assisted FHP on a traffic stop on I-10 where a large amount of narcotics were discovered. Note to self: do not traffic your illegal narcotics in bags labeled bag full of drugs. Our canines can read. #RIFRUF, the post read. Authorities did not identify the bag's owners following their arrest, according to WPTV. The United States Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, released its 2019 National Drug Threat Assessment on Thursday, which outlined the dangers the nation faces regarding drug trafficking and abuse. In the report, DEA Acting Administrator Utham Dhillon said it illustrates a shifting drug landscape in the United States. He continued, "We're pleased that in 2018, drug overdose deaths declined over 4% overall, with even greater decreases, over 13%, in overdoses from controlled prescription opioids. Many challenges remain, however, including the spread of fentanyl and methamphetamine across the country. DEA and its partners will continue to work diligently to combat the drug trafficking organizations that bring these deadly substances into our country and endanger the American people. The opioid threat has risen to epidemic levels and continues to affect large parts of the nation, according to the department's findings. The stimulant threat, methamphetamine and cocaine, is worsening and becoming more widespread as traffickers continue to sell increasing amounts outside of each drug's traditional markets," the report stated. Methamphetamine has the highest availability in the West and Midwest regions of the nation and a strong presence in the Southeast, page 43 of the report noted. However, in recent years, methamphetamine has become more prevalent in areas that have historically not been major markets for the drug, particularly the Northeast, the department concluded.